People are lonely because they build walls, not bridges. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. People are lonely because they build walls, not bridges. We're all the time going around saying how wonderful we are, and how powerful we are, and how good we are, and how great we are. And in the process of telling the world how great we are, we do not stop to recognize how great the world is. We do not stop to recognize how great everyone in the world is, and how truly wonderful everyone in the world is, and how truly creative and dynamic and magnificent everyone in the world is. The minute we start looking at the world and really seeing the world as a reflection of who we are, then we begin to appreciate the world, and the world begins to appreciate us. Loneliness comes out of the idea that we separate ourselves from others. We separate ourselves from the world. Now, everyone knows that a human being is pretty much consistent in every human being. No matter what race of nationality, what culture you're brought up, people are human beings basically all the way. All have the same essence of their beingness. Might have a little different color, might have a little different tweak to their personality or something, but basically they're all the same. Now, when we begin to look at the sameness of people all around us, then we begin to find that the world is a pretty wonderful place. Birds of a feather flock together, they say. Now, why do they say that? Because they love their own company. They love people who think like they do and people who dream like they do. I've had the privilege of traveling over a great deal of the world, and my travels over the world have all been very rewarding and exciting and beautiful. But they've also been, you could say, boring. Because wherever I go, I find people are just alike. I find people have the same desires, the same needs, the same wants, the same expressions, the same ways of expressing themselves. People love to be loved. People love to love. Wherever I go in the world, I find this humanity. I find this oneness of all. In truth, I don't find it very boring at all. I find it all very exciting, because I see how I have created people to be just a little different from what they were back home. I have created people to be just a little different from what I have seen them in my newspapers, in my magazines, in my medium. I have seen people to be just a little different than what I've been accustomed to. Now, soon, and this is very soon, it wears off. When I'm in Nigeria, and I'm with all of these people who are Nigerians, and they love their Nigerian country, they want to stay there, they want to be there, they'd like to travel, they'd like to go around the world and see different things too, but basically, they love their country. They want to come back to Nigeria. They respect Nigeria, as we each respect our own countries. And we each want to go back to our own country, not to live there, but just to enjoy it and see it in its diversity. And it does have a great diversity. And as I walk around Nigeria, I walk around through the neighborhoods, and as I'm introduced to people in various communities, whether they're high in position of government or whether they're ordinary citizens, all of them have one thing in common. In Nigeria, they use this term very frequently. They say, welcome, welcome, welcome. They want you to feel welcome. They want you to feel that They delight in having you in their community. They delight in having you in their world. And you talk, and you share ideas. And as I, in my experienced way of education and knowledge and words and concepts, talk with these people, I think, golly, they may not have had the privilege of going to school or reading books and having the experiences that I've had. But no matter how profound our discussion may be, no matter how deep our discussion may be, they know virtually everything that I know, if not everything. They have found the same interest that I have, because that's what draws us together, a mutual interest. And as we talk about stem cells, and as we talk about the body, and as we talk about the mind, and as we talk about the world, they know it. They're quite at home with it. And they're saying to me in my own terms things that I learned at my universities and my colleges. They learned at their colleges and their universities. And they had the very same information that was imparted to them. And as I talk with people, I cannot be lonely because I'm right with who I am. They are a reflection of who I am, and I, to them, am a reflection of who they are. And I meet these people, and I talk with these people, and I love these people, and I delight in these people. And the first thing that goes in this delight is anything that might say we are different. Anything that might say that we have a different culture, we have a different color skin, we have a different education, we have a different knowledge from religion and philosophy, it all immediately goes away. And immediately, I am one with them. And I do not feel that here I am, one white man among all these black people. I do not feel that way in the slightest. In fact, it's the last thing on my mind. And as I walk with these people, I have a feeling that they do not feel that there is this strange white person with them, that they are black and this person is white. I don't think they think that. I think they think, here's an interesting person. Let's see what sort of ideas he has to share, what sort of a dream he has to tell us about. And they don't think of me in any other sense than just as another being, and another being whom they delight in and they enjoy the company of. Because I know I certainly enjoy their company. I go to London, and I'm in London, and I'm walking around the hospitals, and I'm walking around the streets, and I'm talking to the people. And as I talk to these people, all of these people have a similar thing in mind. They all are being themselves and having fun. I talk to people high in professional fields, and they have the same desires at home with their family. They have the same desires in their business with their associates. They have the same desire to learn, to grow, to expand their own being. There's no place in the world that we can be lonely, at least not me. And what goes for me goes for everybody. There's no place in the world that we can be lonely. No place in the world where we are building walls. Because we're not really building bridges either, because there's nothing to cross, for we are one. And as we are talking together, our talk says to each other, says to ourselves, that we are one. We have a similar interest. We have similar patterns of life. There is only one. And it's the most rewarding and fulfilling experience that I can ever have. I go to Switzerland and they speak English basically for me. They speak German and they speak Italian and they speak all the other languages, Switzerland, that is common to them. But when they're with me, they speak so I can understand them. And they speak because they want to communicate. They don't divert or go back to their language because they want to, they're more familiar with it. They go to my language because they want to find out what I think and what I say about all the issues that are things that are of interest to them. So there's no chasm that we are building a bridge across, and there is no peoples that we're building walls to separate us from. There's only the awareness of oneness, the awareness of all is in divine order. All is beautiful and all is good. And all the walls of the world fade away. All the bridges of the world fade away. And the oneness that is always there is indeed always there. It's a great experience to realize that people are lonely because they build bridges, because they build walls, because they build separateness from themselves and the rest of the world. And the moment you turn to the rest of the world and say, "Hi, I recognize you. You're a human being. Hi, I recognize you. You're a monkey. Hi, I recognize you. You're a puppy dog. Yes, I recognize you. You're a kitten. I recognize you. You're wonderful. I recognize you. You're fabulous. You're marvelous. You're great. You're wonderful. Hey, I recognize you." And when we recognize our neighbor, our brother, our fellow being on the pathway of life, there is no loneliness. There's only oneness. Oneness and joy and life and goodness and peace. And it is so great. It is so exciting and so rewarding. Join me on this wonderful path where no walls to divide us, no bridges to cross any chasm, where we are all one. We are brothers, truly, in the finest sense of the word. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, brother. I love you. I love you.